Welcome to today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Ramadan is the holiest month in the Islamic calendar. It's a time of prayer, fasting, and spiritual rejuvenation. Among those participating in this important spiritual practice are a handful of Native Americans who have a unique relationship with Islam. Megan Kalk is a citizen of the Mille Lacs Band of Ojibwe. She was introduced to Islam by her immigrant friends in St. Cloud, Minnesota. Her family comes from a different set of beliefs and didn't initially embrace her religious conversion. But she says over time, she has managed to help them and others overcome misunderstandings of the religion that are often perpetrated in American media and in public discourse.
You get this us against them mentality, even amongst Native American communities. But I was very happy to be able to kind of expose my family to Muslim cultures and found a lot of cultural similarities. I maybe think other Native American Muslims would probably say the same thing. And that is any Muslim cultures, whether that's Somali or Arab or Indian or wherever you are, there's a lot of overlap with Native American culture in the way that people interact with each other, the actual same type of humor, the sense of hospitality and community that a lot of times when you leave the reservation, it felt like the Muslim community, no matter where they were from in the world, felt like home away from home.
Several national elected leaders have publicly expressed anti-Muslim rhetoric as violent conflicts continue in the Middle East. U.S. Representative Andy Ogles of Tennessee said Muslims do not belong in American society. Cox says such rhetoric remains a persistent issue for Muslims in America. She says she intends to continue educating those who might not know what Islam is about.
For the people that are making those comments, some of our elected leaders, what happens when we confront them with this seeming conundrum, dichotomy in their minds of a Native American Muslim? What if Islam had spread to Native American tribes in the way that Christianity has, maybe not in the same residential school, that kind of context, but where we see lots of Native Americans and Christians? If we've seen lots of Native American Muslims, would that political rhetoric change? And what I would just like to say about Muslims in America is that I really truly believe they have more of the American spirit and American dream in them that some of us have lost today. I've never seen more entrepreneurial people, people that love this country, that want to make it in this country, that want to make something of themselves. And just beyond the headlines, sitting down with people different from you has been one thing that has shown me that we're more alike than you would ever really think.
Cox says her initial interest in Islam has grown into a solid devotion. Another Muslim convert is Jamila Southwind. She is a mother and former translator. She is from the Kisikoos First Nation in Canada. She once lived in the Middle East for more than a decade. Southwind says Islam has been a comfort and source of guidance as she encounters stories of surviving residential schools and other hardships by her relatives.
I've seen a lot of family members from my reserve and the elders, and I've seen the pain that they would go through in their life and what happened to them. Like, I had all these questions that I didn't have answers, and I'd go out seeking answers. I was very curious at the age of 5. I started asking questions and still no answers. So then I started looking into the faith. I wanted to understand what kind of faith is this that's forcing my people to do this, to go into residential schools and the abuse they endured. I wanted to understand that. Although I'm not saying that, like, the Christianity faith is bad, I'd never say that, because I'm not the judge. Only the Creator is the judge of us all. I wanted to understand. So therefore, I started researching all different kinds of belief systems. And personally, I really just wanted to pray and worship the one Creator, the one God. With no partner, no wife, no son, no daughter, nothing. That's what I was looking for in my life. And then I came across Islam.
Southwind converted to Islam more than 2 decades ago. She says she experienced periods of isolation during that spiritual journey, but it was ultimately a decision that brought considerable meaning and clarity to her life. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is today's Voices.